TV on the radio. Welcome, Steve.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Trying to get him off the gear early in the morning, mate, but it's not working.
Now, he's still coming down from last night.
I'm still coming down from Friday, which was great TV to be able to watch everyone walk around the corridors of Canberra 1,500 times around and round and round in a circle as we only had that vision. Mate, pretty amazing. How are the TV ratings on Friday?
Look, the television grand final came early this year, didn't it, when we got to every network in Australia, not just free-to-air, every network were focused on Canberra. Mm-hmm. And at one point, I think, when they crossed to both Malcolm's final speech, Scott's first speech as Prime Minister, mm-hmm. and some of the stuff earlier in the week, that was the only thing on television. Like, the only way you could change channel would be like on a Nickelodeon or something. It was crazy business.
It was crazy business, but good for the networks, you'd think.
Look, it certainly helped Sky and their crazy bet people at night. They just moved. Yeah, in some situations, shows were double to triple the ratings that they normally get, and still under 100,000. So, you know, I mean, take your pick on what that's like as far as how successful it is, but certainly lots of people wanted to tune in to hear what the crazy people had to say about the crazy goings on in Canberra.
We must worry people when they arrive at our airports, because normally that is what's playing on all the screens. And you walk in and see
shortly,
that and go, oh, okay.
On Win, it's going to be one of their multi-channels. You'll be able to watch Sky News all the time.
Now, look, the media's certainly copped a fair bit of flack, particularly from inside the media. Chris Allman from Channel 9, of course, chief political commentator, has taken aim at certain parts of the media. Sky is one of them. Ray Hadley, Alan Jones, various newspapers. He's a brave man.
I've gone in for calling out you know, some of the craziness. I will offer that the entire media, particularly the radio and TV and print media, what's all the media, isn't it, are complicit in some of this, because not only have they forced the hand of the Liberal Party by the way they report and those sorts of things, to hear reports that Alan Jones was personally calling ministers and members to get them to sign on to this spill motion, is outrageous.
It is outrageous.
I mean, have your influence, but not it's what Ewan said was right. However, he's also a part of that machine that has fed and developed this, and they need to take some responsibility from the fact they have moved away from simply reporting the facts and becoming the news themselves.
Well, isn't the idea of journalism to present the facts and let people make their own judgment?
A lot of these people, I should point out, are journalists. They are commentators. Is a difference.
Okay.
So there you go. Let's move on.
Have a look at what sort of elevation we give them simply because we've whacked a microphone in front of their stupid face.
There's an irony there, isn't there?
Oh, dear.
Not lost on some of our listeners.
So, now, off politics, mate, who won Pilot Week and why?
Look, it's a really interesting outcome because we saw some shows get on-call viewings. Mm-hmm. There were some amazing new programs, I have to say, across Pilot Week. It didn't rate highly, but 10 by their own efforts offered that wasn't going to be the key measure that they looked at. They acknowledged that first episodes of shows are hard to get places.
Yep.
I really like Taboo from Harley Breen. That was on Tuesday night last week. I really enjoyed Drunk History. Mm-hmm. I thought that was super fun. Rove on Saturday night was the Rove that we know and love a hosting capacity. Mm-hmm. The show that rated the highest when you add in the encores that happened, pardon me, was Skit Happens, the sketch program that led the week on Sunday night last week.
Okay, all right. So, and how many of these shows are going to go through and be permanent things?
Oh, all of them? None of them? Who knows?
Oh, okay.
I honestly think that they had their contracts inked and ready to go before last week, and that, you know, last week was simply a PR exercise. However, 10 are yet to come out and make any kind of claims as to what the feedback has been like and who they're going to sign.
All right. Look, other great things happening. Who was America wrapped up last night? That's coming to Stan, I see.
Yeah, it's on Stan. It's amazing. I'm disappointed that they cut out... who was John McCain's running mate?
Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
He apparently interviewed her in character, and it was quite the conversation, but it was cut from the final episode.
Yeah.
However, if you have a Stan subscription, watch right through the credits, because there is a wonderful little two-minute interview with one of Sacha Baron Cohen's characters. and O.J. Simpson.
Oh, yeah. It's I watched that. It's priceless.
It is amazing.
Incredible stuff.
So. Yeah. He didn't actually admit he'd done it, but he wasn't far off, was he?
I don't know. There you go. Look, other great things. What else should we watch this week? What's the thing you'll be watching more than anything?
I'm going to be watching Jack Ryan on Amazon Prime Video this week. This is an 8-episode series based on the Tom Clancy character, played by John Krasinski. This has been sizzled for nearly 12 months, and I cannot wait to see it. All of the reports out of the US is that it looks incredible. Mm. The other thing you need to gird your loins for, people, Spicks and Specks is coming back.
This is just a one-off?
That's right. Adam, Alan and Miff are reuniting for a one-off special that they're filming to play during Oz Music Month in November.
Fantastic.
Wow. Oh, look forward to that. That is terrific news. Brilliant stuff.
And then the inevitable questions of when a new series will come.
Not going to happen, I can't say. But anyway, we'll wait and see. Mate, as always, your information is fantastic. Your tweets are great. The new podcast, wonderful. Where do we get it all?
Well, TV Black Box is the new podcast. It's available on iTunes and also on Decider TV, where we have all of the news of a Purge TV series based on the film series, a whole bunch of information about the AFL and Fox footy. It is all on DeciderTV.com right now.
Okay, never be steered down the wrong path.
Not with Mulkey at the helm.
Indeed, yes. And remember, with idiots like us with microphones, anything's possible in this country.
Good on you, mate. Cheers.
I'd like to offer the Prime Minister my full support.